Welcome back to This Month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. Michael Rogers here, assisted by Chris Holman, nationally known small business advocate. Well, Chris, kind of an interesting story. I'm not sure I've actually heard of this happening before, about a city minimum wage being rolled back to a lower level. It happened in St. Louis, Missouri. The state government, the legislature and the governor signed a bill that mandated that cities could not have a minimum wage higher than the state mandated minimum wage. So in Missouri, it's $7.70 an hour. In St. Louis, they had a city wage of $10 an hour. So they had to roll it back. Wow. And it'll be an interesting, people are going to watch this very closely to see what that, what kinds of data, information they can get about the impact of minimum wages. And certainly the rationale from state government was that it wasn't fair for St. Louis to unilaterally impose a higher minimum wage, kind of being an oasis of high wages and lower job growth amidst the whole state.
Well, and that's one of the things. That's all of a sudden an advantage for them in recruitment, right? So what's most, your most valuable asset are people. And so if you can raise that minimum wage and get better people in, or at least take the people from other areas, they'll come in for the extra $2.50 or $3 of wage. But, you know, this is a function. We're going to see a lot of this. One is, let me say this. When you have a mandate to fall in line with state law, you have to fall in line with state law. Now, if that's not a good thing, then you have to go back and change your own bylaws or your own regulations or your own ordinances or laws to so they don't reflect that, and then get it back where you think it has to be competitive. But you're also going to see a lot of this sort of thing in the next few years. I hesitate to say it this way, but almost 90% of the cities, the municipalities in our country are in some dire straits financially. And most of it goes back to pensions and unfunded pensions. So, you know, I say this in meetings all the time. You remember when General Motors went upside down? It was the day Sarbanes-Oxley made them put their pension funds on their balance sheet. And then all of a sudden it was such a big debt hole that it erased everything else and they were in the red. And that's what we realize about municipalities, be they cities or rural areas or townships or whatever. So they're going to have to come to grips with a lot of this stuff, and you're going to see some interesting things happen. And I don't know if that's going to manifest itself in small town income tax, working tax, VAT taxes, who knows? But that money's got to come from somewhere as we go chip that debt away.
You know, when you drive around the Lansing area where we record this show, you stop at any fast food place and they've got signs up offering $10, $11 an hour for starter workers. So in a sense, the St. Louis minimum wage of $10, you probably would have a hard time in that city finding anyone paying that in this era of very tight labor markets. Yeah. In fact, I was talking to a woman I know who owns an executive search firm in West Michigan. She said, another 10 years before we work our way out of these tight labor markets, which kind of circles back to what you and I were discussing in an earlier segment about efforts by the AARP, a great project to bring retirees back into the job market on their own terms in ways that can help businesses meet some of their labor needs.
Now, you're absolutely right. You know, it's interesting you mentioned the minimum wage. I've always been a big believer that that's kind of crazy stuff, except when you have an unemployment rate of 10%, because the market usually sets the minimum wage, and it's usually not the minimum wage. It's usually above the minimum wage. So if you want to exist and you want to get good people, you're going to wind up stealing them, and the only way you can steal them is with a little higher wage in a lot of cases. I mean, there are other things, obviously, that are important. But so that's one of the things you have to look at, that is minimum wage really something that we need before we get into the high unemployment circumstance, in which case people do have to be to some extent protected. But like you say, it's good. You're hard pressed these days to go find someone paying minimum wage.
And for small businesses, part of the impetus to robotics, again, looking at fast food places, McDonald's has announced that they're going to automate a lot of their ordering kiosks. Mm. You go into McDonald's, instead of talking to a human to order your food, you'll punch it into a terminal and the food will show up at a counter. And some of this is to save money. Some of it is the fact that it's, you know, it's really hard to find teenagers who want to work at McDonald's for any wage.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe they'd rather stay home and play video games. Maybe they don't need the money.
Yeah.
Society's changed, and it's much more difficult to find people at any wage rate who want to, you know, do the work that needs to be done.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've always said this, and I hate to say it, but I'm sure that there's never been a board meeting at a major corporation where they met specifically to figure out how to add people. That's not how you get proficient. That's not how you get productive. That's not how you turn out more product with less cost. And so you got to keep that in mind. That's part of that normal cycle too. So automation is going to be a real big part of this.
Great perspective from a great small business advocate, Chris Holman, my co-host here on This Month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Rogers. We'll take a break and come back and wrap up the show right after this.